Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 30. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. The King died for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. If you've never played King of the Hill on a snowpile, here's how it works. You and your friends scramble to the top, and once reached, you do your best to be the last one up there. You grapple, gently, with others to keep them off, or maybe throw snowballs, or perhaps just sit down to keep anyone from moving you. The stronger or bigger you are, the better chance you have at being king. Our Bible reading today talks about a hill, a place called Golgotha, and about a king. That's Jesus. But if you were there that day and saw everything that happened, you'd never guess that Jesus was the king. One of the Roman soldiers would be a likelier option. They look strong with solid armor. Or maybe one of the chief priests of the Jews. They look like important, powerful people. Honestly, you'd expect the king to be almost anyone but Jesus. After all, Jesus had been rejected by his own people. That doesn't look like a king. And Jesus had to carry his own heavy cross to that place. That doesn't look like a king. And Jesus was nailed to that cross with criminals crucified beside him. That doesn't look like a king. Even Jesus' clothing was taken from him and divided among the soldiers. That doesn't look like a king. But remember what kind of king Jesus is and why he came to be on that hill. Our King Jesus didn't come to be waited on by servants. No, he came instead to serve others. Our King Jesus didn't come to help himself. He came to help others. Our King Jesus didn't come to boast about his power or knowledge or miracles. He came with a humble heart to seek and to save those who were lost. He came to save you. When we understand what kind of King Jesus is, the scene on that hill makes sense. Jesus, our King, was rejected by his people because he loved you. Jesus, our King, carried his cross to Golgotha because he loved you. Jesus, our King, bled and died there because he loved you. Jesus came to be our King, not by showing his power and flexing his might, but by showing his love and giving his life as a payment for my sin and yours. Truly, Jesus was the King on that hill, your King and mine. We pray to our King. Lord Jesus, you are truly the King of love. Because of your sacrifice, we will live forever. Help us today and always to treasure your saving love. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.